is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Here is a question for you, and I'd like to get your answer to this. How long does your child spend in front of a screen? Now, when I say a screen, I mean a television screen, an iPad screen, a phone screen. Well, new guidelines published by the World Health Organization have recommended that young children should not spend more than an hour a day watching television and videos or playing computer games. The World Health Organization also suggested parents avoid letting their children use their technology an hour before bedtime and recommended parents set agreed screen time limits. The chief medical officer in the UK has also advised banning phones from bedtimes and mealtimes. And I want to find out from you, what sort of rules or restrictions do you have on your children using screens, be it a phone or an iPad or a television? Do you have any restrictions at all on the amount of time that your kids are allowed to use a screen? I'm joined on the line now by Laura Erskine from mummypages.ie. Laura, welcome to 98FM.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, Laura, what do you make of this report that is suggesting that kids under two should have no screen time at all?
I think that the recommendation should be taken with a pinch of salt, and that parents should actually, you know, be parents and make those judgment calls for themselves. I mean, what we should look at is the reasons why they're recommending no screen time, and that's because of the huge rise in obesity in children and then going on into adulthood, which is the prime concern of the World Health Organization, that children aren't being physically active for long enough, nor are they sleeping long enough. But I think, you know, if a mom is at home listening to you today and she's looking to get a dinner on, or she's looking to unload the dishwasher or to do a task at home, and she has a young child under the age of two, she will pick appropriate quality screen time to give herself 10 or 15 minutes so that she can complete that task.
So what you're saying essentially is that it isn't practical to say that children under the age of two should have no screen time at all.
Absolutely. What the WHO is recommending, interactive floor-based play, and that carers in the home should entertain their children in that way. And while absolutely that's a key part of development for young children, it's just simply not practical that would be the only way that a child under the two could be entertained. And that if they're picking quality screen time in terms of programs that have an educational element, that have singing, that talk about shapes and words, that those sorts of, like Sesame Street was, I guess, for you and I, Adrian, that sort of screen time for a limited time would be okay for children under the age of two, and that that then the children aged between 2 and 4 are recommended not to have any longer than 1 hour of sedentary screen time, and that seems appropriate. The general rule of thumb is, you know, 5 minutes of screen time for every year of their age. So, you know, if you were to look at that, and a child is between 2 and 4, certainly you're definitely you know, extended over that time frame. But it's something that adults and parents need to make intelligent decisions that fit the needs of their family, while being mindful that their children are getting enough exercise, enough interactive play, and enough sleep.
Okay, I'd be very curious, actually, Laura, just to cut across you for 1 second, to find out how much time you allow your children, let's say under the age of 5, how much time do you allow them to, how much screen time do you allow them? So that's either a phone or a tablet or a television. I want you to text 0877 98 98 98. You can text or WhatsApp that number and answer that question for me. If you've children under the age of 5, how much screen time do they have on an average day? Is it 30 minutes? Is it 5 hours? Text the answer to that question right now to 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98. How much screen time do you allow your young children to have? I'm very curious, because the World Health Organization is saying that children under the age of 2 should have no screen time at all. And Laura Erskine from Mummy Pages is saying that's just not practical. Because, I mean, is technology operating as a babysitting service, Laura?
It is, essentially, while parents get a few jobs done, particularly stay-at-home parents, who need to grab 5 or 10 minutes to complete a task in order to be able to care for their children, to keep the house running, and maybe care for other children who are coming home from school. What the problem is that when there's excessive amounts of screen time, but grabbing, you know, 5-10 minutes here and there to allow a parent to do a task, and actually the children enjoy it. They're learning something when you're picking quality screen time. And I must stress that quality is really important for any child.
But what is quality screen time? I mean, a lot of people will argue that no screen time is quality time at all.
Well, that's true, and everybody's got a right to their own opinion. But when you look at something like RTE Player, and you see what programs are available for young children on that, and there's some lovely. There are some lovely programs which talk about STEM activities, so science. You've got The News Today, which talks to young primary school children about the news around the world and helps to explain it in a child-friendly way. Then you've got nursery rhymes. You've got educational programs talking about words, patterns, colours. That's quality screen time. What is not good quality screen time is perhaps American shows that are, I suppose, mindless for young children, that don't have any real purpose or story to them. And then children watching YouTube ad nauseum, where sometimes they're watching other children just playing pranks on one another, or perhaps watching another child playing a video game and listening to their commentary. That's mindless.
Okay, let me read out a message that's just come in, and it says, this is ridiculous. Smartphones and tablets and so on didn't exist before the 1990s. They don't need to view a screen so their mammy can empty the dishwasher. This is ludicrous. Give them a box of Lego, some kids' games, or a book. That's what they need, basically. In other words, they don't need screens at all.
Well, when they're talking about screens, they're also talking about televisions, which definitely existed before 1990. And I remember as a young child looking forward to 4 o'clock when RTE released Bosco. And I was allowed to have half an hour of screen time a day as a young child. And that's what we're saying is that it's quality screen time for children. And that includes televisions. And if you were to take this study or this recommendation literally, that would also mean that children weren't allowed to do video chatting using FaceTime on a screen with perhaps relatives, grandparents who live outside of the county or indeed the country that the child lives in. So you really have to take these recommendations and then apply a sensible approach to your own family. What's most interesting is that the Royal College of Paediatric Surgeons in the UK conducted a separate study, and they found that there was no negative impact on a child's well-being if they were exposed to screen time. What was more important was that they had to balance screen time with physical activities, good diet, and sleep, and that it wasn't screen time on its own.
Okay, so you think that this has been blown out of all proportion. The World Health Organization says that kids under 2 should not have any screen time at all. They should be playing with toys and whatever. You think that's completely over the top?
It's just not practical. They're also recommending that a child aged 1 to 2 spends at least 180 minutes in a variety of types of physical activity of varying intensity. And I can't imagine that any stay-at-home parent who has more than one child would be able to spend in excess of 3 hours engaging in intensive physical activity with their 1 to 2 year old. So it's about taking these recommendations and then, you know, applying them to how your family operates.
All right, let me read this message that's just come in, and it says, for the record, I don't have children, but if I did, they wouldn't be looking at screens until they were much older. Parents are throwing kids in front of iPads and TVs, watching Peppa Pig for hours and hours because they will behave while hypnotized by the screen. It's easier to have the kid distracted while you go about your business. It's not right. They aren't learning anything from these stupid kiddie shows. They need actually... they actually need to be taking care of their children and giving them the attention and guidance they need so they don't grow up addicted to screens, which is a major problem for even adults today. What do you say to that, Laura?
There's definitely some very valid points there. And actually, hours and hours being the key thing that your listener mentioned. You know, I'm not saying that it's the right thing to put children in front of screens for hours and hours. What I'm saying is that small, limited amounts of screen time is okay for children under the age of 5, and the parents need to take a sensible approach as to what that is. And allowing a child to watch a screen for 5 to 10 minutes, if under the age of 1, is what they need in order to do something, then that's, you know, just a call that a parent is going to have to make. And many parents around the country will be making that call on a daily basis. It's the hours and the hours of screen time that is obviously not appropriate, and making sure that they're watching quality screen time. Being active and engaging with your children is obviously the most important thing in terms of their healthy brain development and physical development, and then making sure that they're eating well and getting enough sleep.
Laura Erskine from mummypages.ie, thank you very much indeed for joining us on 98FM. And we're trying to find out how much screen time your kids have. And do you think it is doing any harm to young children to be plonked in front of a screen, basically? And how much screen time do you allow your children? Andy, you're on 98FM. How are you, Andy?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Andy. What did you want to say on this?
I just want to say that Laura makes some good valid point that I'm a dad, and I'd be going around kind of doing some of the chores, cooking the dinner or emptying the dishwasher. And while Laura does say that, you know, you need to make a call and to limit the number of hours that the kid watches runs in front of the telly, and that is true. I know my kids love doing jigsaws and Lego and building blocks, and that's developing their kind of fine motor skills and also use their imagination to build whatever they want to build.
And perhaps one of the concerns about screen time for very young kids is that they will learn to prefer sitting there looking at the iPad or the whatever it is, rather than doing Lego or, you know, stuff that involves using their hands.
Well, that's up to the parents to make sure that when they're playing with them, to encourage them to they not rely on the screen time, be it the TV or the tablet, and to engage and interact with them with the other kind of hands-on toys that they might have. Now, Mike, I say that some of the kids' TV shows are somewhat educational, like learning how to the count or numbers or squares or shapes. So I wouldn't say they're totally brainwashed. But of course, there has to be a limit on how much screen time they do get, and I certainly agree with.
But
screen time before bedtime?
Isn't there a risk, Andy, that by allowing we're talking about particularly young kids, by allowing them any time on a screen or an iPad or a phone or whatever, that you are giving them an easier option? You're giving them an opportunity to just veg out, basically.
Yeah, but you're the parent, though.
Yeah, but my point is that they. I mean, all you have to do is walk around the streets of Dublin and see how many people are literally walking around in a daze looking at their phones. We're starting that from such a young age now.
Yes, I wouldn't disagree with some of that. That the number of screens and phones and tablets you see with kids.
In fact, I was on a bus yesterday going home from work, and there were about, let's say, 20 people around me, and every single person was looking at their phone. Every single one of the 20.
Yeah, but we're talking about kids here, though.
No, I know that, but the point is we are creating that from such a young age now.
Yeah, that is true.
And
but like that's when they get up to the older ages where they can get a bus by themselves or where they have a mobile device. That's that's going to be their own decisions. We're talking about the development of a young child or a kind of toddler in their development of their kind of motor skills and their development of their numerical and mathematical skills and hands-on, not somebody who might be 15 or 16 in a bus.
All right, stay there for a second. Sarah's in Swords. You're on 98FM, Sarah. How are you?
How's it going?
Good, thanks, Sarah. What did you want to say on this?
We have a five-year-old and he would be, well, he plays out all the time. He's football mad. Like only the other day he was out from 2 to 6:30. I had to call him in intervals to have a drink of water, like, you know. But in the evenings then he's football mad, so he winds down and he might watch reruns of football videos over and over and over again. Or he might put on the telly and same thing, put on Sky Sports and see if he can find some sort of football. He gets that for about 20 minutes to half an hour in the evenings. And if he's dressed on time in the mornings and he's hanging around while I'm doing the lunch or whatever, he can have it for 10 minutes then in the morning as well if he wants.
Okay, so on an average day, your five-year-old might have 30 to 40 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, about that.
About that. No more than that. Well, no more than that by his own choice, by the sounds of it.
Well, yeah, like you know, he might ask for, like on a day like today where it's raining and he can't go outside for 4 hours kicking a ball, he might say, can I have my tablet? And I'm like, no, well, you know, we'll do something else first, like, and then, you know, late and prolong it, you know.
But sorry, does he have his own tablet?
Sorry?
Does he have his own tablet?
Yeah, he has. You know, those child, we got it off Amazon. It's a children's tablet, so it comes with games loaded onto it for whatever age that you select it for. Like, so say it has, anyone with kids will be familiar with, you know, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on the telly. And they get them to do certain activities and you shout out to the telly what tool they need for it. The games are similar to that. So there's like a dentist one where they go and brush their teeth and then you need to get the mouthwash and you need to get the floss and, you know, you do it to the character on the tablet.
Okay, so there is learning involved as well.
They're learning things, yeah, and like mixing colours and stuff like and what colours they need to get this colour and so on, like, so things like that. Or he'll put the telly on, be one or the other.
Have a listen to this message that's just come into us. This is a little bit scary. Adrian, I'm a childcare worker, and you can instantly tell the children which are allowed to watch TV the whole time and those who aren't. Children who watch TV don't concentrate as easily as others and struggle with certain activities such as jigsaws and basic puzzles as they don't do these at home. And also, they tend to be very lazy and tire readily as they are not used to being active. It's very sad. Also, children these days are getting awful English accents from watching too much Peppa Pig. It's definitely not okay to watch screens from a young age, says that message. And as I said, the parents who allow their kids to spend hours and hours on end watching an iPad or the television or whatever are the ones who aren't calling us, because you know you're doing wrong. You know that when you go out for dinner with the child, in order to basically shut them up, you just plonk an iPad in front of them and leave them there for the whole time you're in the restaurant. Only saw it last weekend. Leah, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Leah.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Leah. Leah, do you have restricted screen time for your child?
Yeah, of course. I've got twins at home, a little boy and a little girl, and like they'd sit and they'd watch the phones and stuff. Like I don't have an iPad for them or anything. They'd kind of use our phones and they'd watch a bit of YouTube on that. But they wouldn't sit there and they wouldn't watch those, you know, the ridiculous videos that are on. Like, do you know what I mean? They'd watch like those like little channels where they can watch like ABC videos and songs and colours. And I, like my kids for their developmental flew through it. And they asked me, do they watch the screens? And I said, yeah. And she was like, well, they're flying above what they should be. Like, you know what I mean?
But it's not, but you do have, I mean, how long are we talking about on an average day?
Oh,
now, honestly.
About an hour. To an hour and a half throughout the day. Now, it wouldn't be in one sitting because they'd be out the back playing and they've got trampolines and they've got bikes and scooters and they go on walks. And
okay, but you're saying an hour to an hour and a half every day.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Now, your kids are two.
They are, yeah.
The World Health Organization is saying you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be allowing them that much screen time.
Yeah, but, like, it wouldn't be all in the one sitting, do you know what I mean?
No, but they're saying in an average day, they should be barely using it at all.
Yeah, but I'm not being funny. As a parent, though, if you've got twins, they're two, they're full on, and like, I'm not being funny, sometimes, like that woman said earlier, you do just need a few minutes to actually get something done. And, like, if there's no harm if they're sitting watching something educational. If they're just sitting there watching crap, you can get that. Like, do you know what I mean? But if it's doing them the world good, like, my kids are cute. They could sit there and they could point out a colour to you. They can tell you every animal knows what an animal does. Do you know what I mean? It depends on what you're letting them sit there and watch.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Mick, you're on 98FM. How are you, Mick?
Morning, sir.
What did you want to say on this?
Snowflake generation at the extreme, AJ. Like, I have a 13-year-old, and sometimes he'll go up, he'll chill in his room, play his Xbox, whatever, and he'd emerge 3 days later like bloody Dracula coming out of his room.
No, he's okay.
And you're just like, where are you? And he's like, playing the Xbox. And he's like, okay.
But is that not just completely lazy parenting?
No, because my son is in the highest grade of athletics in his school. He goes out as often as he wants. My youngest lad, he's out more than anything else, but when he comes in, he could be sitting in 5-6 hours watching television or playing his whatever he has, and like, I don't get the problem.
Well, the problem is, well, we're talking more about young kids and how much screen time they have, and the World Health Organization is saying kids, especially under two, but young kids in general, should not be having much screen time. It's not good for their development.
And as you know, I can tell you now, my kids as children, when they were I'm talking 2-3 years old, I knew every episode of bloody Special Agent Oso, Barney, bloody all them cartoons, and I was driven up the bloody wall. Because we live in a country where you don't get the greatest of summers, you get the worst of bloody winters. So your kids are in more hours than anything else. And my kids now, as one of them is a teenager, as I said, he's nothing wrong with him.
Do you not see something wrong? Let me give you the example that I witnessed only myself the other day. And that is a child was about, I'm going to say, 3. And for the whole time the family were in this particular restaurant, the child sat looking at a screen. And I'm talking about 2 hours, just to shut the child up, just to keep it occupied. Rather than doing colouring in or whatever, the child sat there like a zombie watching whatever it was on the screen.
Well, Adrian, the sad thing is, that's the time we live in now, because you give a kid a choice between an iPad or a colouring pencil, they're going to choose that.
Isn't that exactly the point, though? Isn't that exactly the point? That they shouldn't be given that choice? That what has happened now, and hang on, you heard the message I read out a couple of minutes ago, and that was you can instantly tell which children are allowed too much screen time and which aren't. In other words, the kids don't know how to do jigsaws, don't know how to do colouring in, don't know how to do basic puzzles. Because they're sat there like zombies.
These are the precious parents that of today think, oh, well, if I limit them to this and I limit them to that, they're going to turn out to be the greatest children ever and they're going to grow up to be the best ever. It doesn't work that way. Your children want to do what they want to, especially if they're growing up and they're even 5 years old and they want to stay in. Like, what are you going to do? Lock them outside the front door, look at them through the window and say, go play. You're not coming in.
All right, stay there for 1 second. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 98 98 98, and you can send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number.
Hi, Adrian. My daughter's 4.5, and with the good weather, she's going out into the garden with our friends and not coming in until 6, but only for like food and drinks. But when it rains, I tell her to play with her dolls, and then in the afternoon, I'll give her tablet. Let her use her imagination for a few hours.
Okay. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
How are you, Adrian?
Now, Michael, the screen time in your house is also very limited.
Very limited. You get an hour from 6 to 7, we watch The Simpsons, and that's it.
And that's it. And what age are we talking about?
She's 3. She's just turned three.
So 1 hour in a day is all your child has.
That's it.
Now, what about if you were out for, and I'm just giving the example of what I saw the other day, if you were out for dinner, for example, do you throw...
She sits on my lap and eats my dinner.
Right. So she's not sitting there just gawking at an iPad to keep her entertained.
No, when we come in from work, me and our mum, we put our phones away. We don't take them out either.
Oh, right. Okay, so you're leading by example.
Yes. Yeah, you have to. She doesn't see us on our phones, so she doesn't... want to be on a screen either. So we,
okay,
we
so
play
you,
games with them.
And I do think this is part of the problem that we have now, that parents are spending so much time on screens as well, that kids are obviously going to follow their lead.
Yeah, yeah, they do what they see.
So your message is put your own phone away before
yeah,
you...
Put your own phone. Yeah, put your own phone away. Don't let your children see you on your phone or on your tablet.
Mm.
And see, when then mom watches the soaps from, say, 7 to 9, I play games, and because I'm a big child, so I like to play with action figures and stuff
right,
like
fair
that.
Okay, but you're very conscious of not only limiting your child's access to screens, you also lead by example and don't sit there yourself with your buried into your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously that you agree that that is part of the problem, that parents are leading by example. In fact, I saw another example of a family in a restaurant a couple of months ago, and there were mammy, daddy and the two kids. The kids were about, I'm going to say, maybe 5, 6, 7, somewhere around there. And the four of them sat at the table in this, it was actually in a pub, but they were having dinner. The four of them sat there with their phones in their hands or their tablets in their hands. All of them, never spoke.
Even in my house, when I go out to my man's, I'm 33, she won't let me sit down and just have my phone in my hand at the table. Like, she just go mad.
Mm.
No phones at the table. That's always been the rule.
And it's probably a rule that more parents need to have for themselves before they start lecturing their own kids.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly the point.
All right, Michael, thank you very much indeed. Let me read a couple of your messages before we wrap this up. My daughter is 4.5, and with the good weather, she's going out with her friends. That's another message saying pretty much the same thing that we had a couple of minutes ago. Hang on. Where's the other message I wanted to read out? Oh, yeah, here it is. I see this regularly, parents using, well, it's called iPad parenting, basically, using an iPad just to keep their child happy. And another message says, this really annoys me. People watching people in restaurants with children, it's absolutely none of their business. My message is, mind your own business when you go to a restaurant, eat your meal and leave people to get on with their own business. Well, I did let people get on with their own business. I certainly didn't say it to them. But I couldn't, whoever sent that message in, you wouldn't have but noticed this particular family. Mammy, daddy, boy and a girl, and the boy and girl were about 5, 6, 7, and all four of them sitting at the table using either a tablet or a phone. All four of them. I couldn't believe it. And I'm sure even that person who sent in that message, you couldn't but notice this family who weren't communicating at all. And here's part of the problem. Restaurants offer free Wi-Fi, so everybody can use it. And then one final message. I find it hilarious how lazy parents are. What did parents do before we had iPads and iPhones to stick kids in front of them? My son is 8, and now I have no problem with him being on his iPad and PlayStation because he spends loads of time playing outside with his mates. He also has training 2 days a week and matches 2 days a week for his two sports. But when he was little, he had no screen time. TV may have been on in the background when he was playing with his toys, but the point is he was playing with his toys.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.